Members of Congress yesterday continued to go back and forth over whether federal pay should be frozen for another 2 years. The House passed Congressman Sean Duffy's bill 309 to 117, but the bill is all but dead in the Senate as they're unlikely to bring it up for a vote. We bring you some of the voices from yesterday's floor debate in the House. Congressman Sean Duffy sponsored the legislation. The Wisconsin Republican points to the Congressional Budget Office report finding, on average, feds make 16% more than their private sector counterparts as the main reason to freeze pay for another 2 years.
At this point, what the Democrats are saying is, in a very difficult economy, when the private sector, who is really the American taxpayer, the ones who have been forced to take concessions with regard to pay, the ones who have been asked to work less hours to keep their jobs, my friends across the aisle come to the House floor and say, what we want these American taxpayers to do is to not get a pay raise themselves, but to pay for a pay increase for federal workers who already make 16% more than they do. That doesn't make sense.
Other Republicans say the goal is not to balance the budget on the backs of federal employees. Congressman Dennis Ross says he disagrees with that take.
We have been fortunate, very fortunate throughout the years, to have a very good federal workforce, to have talented and hardworking individuals who have chosen public service. However, our appreciation for their service does not bring a mandate to pay them above market rates with little regard to their individual performance.
Ross says employees will continue to receive more pay through their step increases. He says that equals about 3% each year. Democrats quickly responded, calling the legislation a political weapon and saying the legislative process is broken. Congressman Elijah Cummins says the bill was rushed to the floor without appropriate committee debate.
I'm also disappointed that this measure was placed on the suspension calendar, thereby blocking any amendments to the underlying legislation. Finally, I'm disappointed that this bill unfairly links the pay of federal employees to the pay of members of Congress, and I strongly support Mr. Van Hollen's bill. The merits of pay increases for federal workers should be debated separately from our consideration of the pay of members of Congress.
Congressman Jim Moran from here of Northern Virginia was more direct in his criticism of the bill.
This legislation is a cynical attempt to tap into misguided resentment fostered by the far right against the federal government and the 2 million men and women who serve our nation as civil servants. Of those 2 million, let me point out to my colleagues, nearly 2 out of 3 civil servants work for the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Department of Justice. In other words, 2 out of 3 federal employees work in jobs related to our national security, at home and abroad, or caring for our veterans.
And Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland asked for an up or down vote on freezing federal pay instead of using this bill to freeze congressional pay and apply it to all federal employees.